Proclamation number 3295 of 15th of October, 1944. Comfort. God's word proof of his love. If you take the life of the soul seriously, every day and every hour will be beneficial for you, for I consider you according to your will. And if you believe that you are in danger, spiritually or earthly, you should always bear in mind that I myself am close to you, because you have already proven yourselves to be mine through your will, because you therefore belong to those who want to be mine, who desire to be under my fatherly protection. And I do not leave these children in adversity, but save them as soon as it is beneficial for the soul. I have tremendous love for you. However, this also involves a certain amount of suffering which is to be imposed on your soul in order to mature. And therefore hardship cannot be completely excluded from your life. You must take a measure of it upon yourselves, because it is necessary for the purification of your soul. And therefore you must not regard the suffering as a lack of love and believe that I have abandoned you. Instead, I am closer to you than ever in adversity, and strengthen your soul so that it overcomes the hardship. And therefore you will be led out again and again as soon as you humbly accept everything I allow for your soul's salvation. Love for you determines your fate, and this love will not leave you helpless if you need help. Therefore always trust in my love, and don't let yourselves be depressed by the hardship and suffering of the time, for I will end it at the right time. Amen. My word is the most valuable possession you have on earth. And this word shall be everything to you, for I myself am in the word. Therefore, if you have me myself, you should no longer strive for anything else, otherwise you will share your love for me with whatever you desire. But if I am with you in the word, the highest measure of grace is at your disposal, and thus your longing for the goods of the world shall then be satisfied. For what are these compared to my word, to the evidence of my heartfelt love for you, to the gift of strength and grace? You have the highest when you have my word, and should desire nothing more apart from it. For with my word you also receive the promises that I will take care of your physical and spiritual well-being. And since my word is truth, don't worry about what your body needs, but only about what is helpful for your soul. And be satisfied with my word, which is truly the most precious thing my love can offer you on earth. If you have my word, you will also not lack the strength to master your earthly life, for then you will have me myself, and thus you must nevertheless be powerful and be able to successfully overcome the battle of life. Let nothing take away your faith and confidence that my word is the only source of strength from which you may draw daily and hourly, and which will never leave you unfortified. For if you accept my word, then you accept me myself, and where I'm there can no longer be spiritual or earthly adversity, even though you seem to be in the latter. Let me be with you in the word, and your life will only be a constant upward development. Earthly adversity, however, will no longer affect you, for then you will hold your body in low esteem if the soul is united with me. You have a sure proof of my love for you in your hands, and my love is truly the most delicious thing you can attain. It takes hold of you and never leaves you until you are completely united with me and can leave earth. It won't be long now, and earthly life will be over. But the time before that is a time of struggle which you have to endure. But if I am with you in the word, it shall not frighten you, but only make you courageous, for I have assured you of my help and will not abandon you. And no matter how much you are surrounded by threatening dangers, As long as you receive my word, you also know that I myself am with you and that you need not fear anything which appears threatening to you. But you must not desire anything else either in order not to fall prey to the power of the one who tries to approach you by awakening your desires for earthly pleasures and earthly possessions. Disregard everything that still belongs to earth and only strive towards me with all your senses, with all your love. Shape yourselves into love so that I can completely take abode in you. Listen within so that you hear me, and accept my word as a pledge of my love which applies to you forever and will also lead you through all dangers of body and soul. For my word is truth, and my word promises eternal life to all who faithfully receive it into their heart and live accordingly. Rest and refresh yourselves with what my love offers you and ask for nothing else if you have my word and can build yourselves up on it. Amen.